Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week on Punky, we've got a folk special. But the thing is, Tony, Labour Party, Conservative Party, Liberal Democratic Party, no, Mickey Mouse Party.
In the match of up and through the house, I'm rocking and I'm running and I'm jumping like mad. I'm hopping and I'm hopping all over the path. I'm making miles out of party.
Oh, the mask got you drinking a root beer.
I'm rocking and I'm running and I'm jumping like mad. I'm hopping and I'm falling all over the path. I'm making miles out of party.
I'm bubbling, bubbling, the bin, bamboo.
Everybody's looking at work doing the shuffle. Mickey Mouse had a party. That was so good right through the roof. Hooey, doo, doo, words in the gooey. They made a big mess and they all got gluey. And Mickey Mouse had a party. Hockabah was doing a hockabah. Mickey Mouse had a party. And Mickey Mouse had a party. And Mickey Mouse had a party.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more Sing Time sing-along songs.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Salami and the Cumberland Three and Mickey Mouse Party. I do like playing King Salami and the Cumberland Three, I have to say. That was Mickey Mouse Party, I should say. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/King Salami.
No, facebook.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three. Three being the number three. Probably being Internet One, Tony Nil. Although at the moment we think the Internet might be winning, don't we?
The Internet's certainly doing something.
Yeah, now, also, as I say, this is a Folk Records special. Folk is F-O-L-C. I'm just going to give you this website. Folk Records are, a byproduct of a band from Spain called Los Chicos, who are mates with loads of bands, and they put their releases out on their own label, which is Folk Records. And it's F-O-L-C, folkrecords.com. Do check them out, because all the bands this week, all the tracks we're playing, have come via there. So even though some of these bands might be on other labels as well, you can get the information from there. Does that make sense?
Does.
Yeah, and King Salami and the Cumberland Three, how could I not play them first? I've only heard them play Mickey Mouse Party live. I've never actually heard the studio version before. Absolutely brilliant. Do check them out as well. Right, I've got a bit of additional material for you now, but I'm not going to do it all now. I'm going to save a bit until the end. All I'm going to do right now is the joke.
Okay.
All right. Yep. So what we do each week here on Punky Radio is, if you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and I read the joke out. We like your poems as well. We haven't got one of those, so we just have to wait for next week. This came through from Graham.
Okay, cool.
Right, and it says as follows. Hi, P&T. My hubby found this on Facebook, and I just had to share it with you guys. Two wives go for girls' night out. They're walking home together rather the worse for wear from drinking all night when they both had to pee. The only private place nearby was a cemetery, so they sneaked in, squatted down and had a piss. Unfortunately, they had nothing to wipe, so one of them used her panties and the other grabbed a wreath off a grave. The next morning, one husband called the other and said, "No more girls' nights out." My wife came back with no panties. The other husband said, "You think that's bad?" Mine came back with a card in a crack that read, "From all of us at the fire station, we'll never forget you. All the best, great." Now, I think we've read that out before.
I've done
a joke similar to that before. Anyway, still a great joke. Thank you much, Graham. If you have one to send us through, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Poetry Corner. Right, next track this week, Tony, a band called Las Culebras. Not entirely sure where they're from. I'm assuming Spain. You will get all the information about the bands via folkrecords.com, as I say. What is Las Culebras' Bandcamp page?
LasCulebras.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. Tony One, Paulie B and Internet One, and this is Shake It. listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Las Culebras and Shake It. One thing I do need to say, last week I made a terrible error.
Oh, right, yeah.
I got all excited about the Radium Cats and I said that we were going to play a track called Idol with a Golden Head. And then I accidentally gave you the wrong song and we played My Girl Is Like Uranium. So my apologies to the Radium Cats and Radium Cats listeners out there for that. I will rectify the situation in a few weeks' time by saying that we're going to play My Girl Is Like Uranium and playing Idol with a Golden Head, all right?
Nice.
That should work things out. We did that once before, do you remember, with the Emos?
Yeah. The oh, God, and they really didn't like that, did they?
No, no. Well, Emos.
Emo bomb went off.
Yeah, so we will sort that out in a couple of weeks' time. My apologies to Paul Patterson, who I'd made such a big thing of saying this is going to be great, this is brilliant, and then I just played completely the wrong song. There you go. Anyway, have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Good.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, give us some feedback, tell us your favourite song, anything really, just leave us a comment. And don't send us a private message. Or you might be ignored.
Although I have been better with private messages in the last week or so.
Yeah, now we've remembered.
Yeah.
But they do run the risk. We've got two this week, both in response to last week's show. First up from Sir Clay, who says, Diamond Geezers, you fought the good fight and what a result. Thank you very much. I'm glad you are happy with the show. It was good music last week.
Yeah, it was fantastic music last week. And thank you very much to Penny, who posted that comment. And they are now, I believe, on tour in Europe. Do try and catch up with the Circle A if you can.
Excellent. And a comment from Ken File. File. The Radium Cats equals Whoa! Thank you for a fantastic show. Meow and Kimblood, sirs.
Kimblood.
Yes, that's okay, Ken. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ken.
Yes, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think Ken from Colorado.
Colorado Ken.
Yes.
As he will now be called.
Colorado Ken.
Yeah. Hello, Colorado Ken.
Could be wrong, of course. But anyway, move to Colorado if you're not in Colorado, Ken. It's because it sounds better. That's it for Facebook.
Well done, you, and well done, Facebook, and well done, Colorado Ken, and well done, Penny, who from now on will be called Colorado Pen for no other reason. And I'm feeling like a bit of an idiot. Right. Next song this week, again, from this Folk Records, but do check out folcrecords.com. Check them out. They've got loads and loads of brilliant stuff, ranging from 60s garage to more conventional punk rock to punk and blues to garage. This is all sorts. It's really, really good. Basically, if you're a friend of Los Chicos, you could end up on the label. That seems to be how it works.
Mm. Cool. Yeah.
This band are no exception. This is Johnny Casino and the Secrets. Keep on keeping on.
Solo Blowjo.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny Casino and the Seekers, a track called Keep On Keeping On. They're from Sydney, Australia, thus proving my point. That basically, if you're a friend of Los Chicos, you can end up on this label.
Right, okay.
Right. So, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Johnny Casino?
No, facebook.com/pages/Johnny-Casino/ 1353986262A1. Why is that, Tony?
How is that the default URL?
A default URL.
God.
Sort it out, Johnny Casino. Not that difficult.
Nah, really not.
Great band, crap on the net.
Yep.
Poorly being internet 2, Tony 1. Did you do anything last week?
Nah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
I did. Oh, in Oslo, mate. It was brilliant. We had the best weekend of comedy there. It was absolutely fantastic. Thank you to Simon Emmanuel and Ignacio Lopez for making the gig so brilliant. We did one show Friday, two shows Saturday. Do you know what? I got the bus there, that was fine. I got the flight there, that was fine. I got the bus from Oslo to the city centre, that was fine. Got checked into the hotel, that was fine. Went and did the gig. That was fine. Had a great night on the Friday night. That was fine. Woke up the next day. Had a nice lie-in. Got up at 1:45 in the afternoon. That was fine. Went and did two shows that night. They were fine. Had loads of beers afterwards. That was fine. Got up the next day. About 1:30. Went and had some dinner. That was fine. Got the bus back to the airport. That was fine. Got the flight back, that was fine. My bus showed up, that was fine. I got in at 9:30 and that was fine.
Wow.
That's never happened before.
No.
Although, one problem.
What's that?
Half term, wasn't it? Absolutely right. Full of screaming kids, there and back, all the way, all the way.
Yeah.
Screaming kids. Fortunately, the screaming kid in the seat next to me, who screamed for the whole trip back, flight back, had to deal with me snoring for 1 hour and 5 minutes, and then waking up and shouting arse out of nowhere. Mother was quite shocked. So, yeah. That was it, really. It was just brilliant. I had such a good time bumping into loads of people that I knew, didn't get in any bother, which isn't like me at all. Just a really, really great time. So I'm sorry that normally I have some absolutely terrible things to tell you about my week, but it was just really good.
Good.
Yeah.
That had to happen, didn't it?
Yeah, this week's bound to be a disaster. I'm playing you two songs in a row now, Tay.
Okay.
Listen out for Bank All the Urgent Kicks. You'll be hearing them shortly with a track, and I'm going to tell you now, I didn't know whether it was Nerd Row or Nerd Row. On the second listen, realised that they were singing Nerd Row quite a lot, so I'm calling it Nerd Row. Before that, we've got the Pulse Beats, and this is about time we had some rude words, I think, this week. This bad again. It's all Folk Records. Check them out, folkrecords.com. What is the Pulse Beats website?
ThePulseBeats.com?
No, ThePulseBeats.org. Paulie Beans at 3, Tony 1. Don't turn your fucking back on me.
Wired, ready to explode. I play puppet show. Our folks describe it all with bullshit. They push it further till our stomachs burst with power chips and greed. We ask some simple questions. That's when they beat us, blind us, lock us up and throw away the train.
Don't turn your fucking back on me. Don't turn your fucking back on me. Don't turn your fucking back on me.
I'm wired, ready to explode. A play puppet show.
Don't turn your fucking back.
Roboticist.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed, sweet Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Urgent Kicks and Nerd Row. What is the Urgent Kicks Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheUrgentKicks.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 3. Well done, the Urgent Kicks, for having a default URL.
Excellent.
Something Johnny Casino and the Secrets, the Rum Lads, could do to bear in mind. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Right, that must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12-bar Phil Spector. Because what I'm thinking there is, you've got a Phil Spector wall of sound going on with that one, because I've got you coming out of my lovely new speakers and me singing at the same time with you. So you are actually double-tracked on that, thus giving us, I hope, a slight Motown sound.
That's beautiful, man.
Well, let's hope so. Come on, let's hear them.
Yep. So, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club is still where it was. Sunday night is an open mic night, so if you are up for that, do go along. I've never been to one. Should go. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. Thursday night, Matidas, Tim Falker, Jack Broadbent, Skyhook, and a late set from the Blueprints. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night. It sounds like it's different, eclectic maybe. How much do you think that is Thursday evening?
£6.
It is. Nice. Friday night, Monster Jaw, The Penny Black Remedy, Jules, and Salwa Azar. It's the Penny Black Remedy present Bamalam.
Right.
I have no idea. Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, 1st of March already. Strength Approach, Cartel, 3 months to Kill, Death Skulls, and Cast Iron Jaw. So, Ruction Records night.
Sounds a bit folky,
doesn't it? Yeah.
£6.
Yeah, it is £6.
666, Number of the Beast, comes in strong. Like it, and I like what you've done with the patio. That doesn't conclude Tony's International Gig Guide, so I've got an announcement to make.
What's that?
The Psychobilly meeting this summer, first week of July, means I can't go again, has got the best lineup, in my opinion, they've ever had, including they've opened things out a bit. It's a little bit garage. Okay. They've got a set from the infamous, world-famous, super legendary Sonics are playing, as well as Meteors and others. And they've also got Reverend Beatman.
Nice.
And the Monsters.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a year I would have loved, but I can't go. Sort it out. Well, I blame the Germans and Easter. As discussed previously, if Easter lands quite late, there's a German Psychobilly festival that happens after Easter, so that goes on a bit later. So the Psychobilly meeting pushed themselves back a week in Spain so that there's the right distance between the two. And I wish they wouldn't, because the last week of June makes the holiday much cheaper for everyone who goes and means I can go.
Right.
So I'm starting to think they're doing it on purpose.
So they pushed into July.
Yeah. And I'm blaming a German Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're leaving that there. Right. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Wall of Sound. So, that's how we heard from Flamingo Tours, I think. These were quite a tough band to find online, can I tell you? Because there's a lot of flamingo tours around the world that are normally budget holiday destination days out.
Nice.
But I did find Flamingo Tours, a band from Barcelona. Got that much sorted out. What is their Bandcamp page?
Flamingotours.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. Tony 3, probably be an Internet 3. This is Just a Little Bit.
Well, I don't want much.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Tomorrow I've got the day from hell. I've got the dentist in the morning, and then I'm going to Derby.
Oh, God.
I need mostly, the rest of the...
Mostly when I hear Double D, I get excited.
So I'll probably spend the rest of the week just, you know, cowering.
Yeah.
You'll
be in a darkened room with painkillers.
Rocking back and forth.
And that's just Derby, that's not the dentist.
Apart from that, no, nothing. Right. What are you two?
I'm doing something quite interesting. On Saturday, March the 1st, March Hares, I'm doing, you know that, do you, that you shout white rabbits on the start of each month, but in March you shout March Hares. Do you do that?
No.
Well, you do now.
Okay.
So I expect to shout March Hares. In fact, I like a punky global March Hares at midday GMT on Saturday, and we'll see if the world hears it.
Excellent.
There's a challenge for you. Midday GMT, wherever you are in the world, shout March Hares. I would love it if I heard someone shout it. It would be great. Yeah, I'm doing a benefit gig for the charity Mind in someone's house.
Okay.
It's a big house. It must be a big house because they've sold 50 tickets.
Right,
and they're all going to be sat in rows in the big extension room thing. So it should be a really good gig. I'm on with Olaf Falafel and Jenny Collier, as well as other types there. I think they've got a video from Howard Reed, Big Howard, Little Howard, and they've got all sorts of things going on, and it's going to be brilliant. I'm really forward to it. And it's a house party, so it means that I'll have all my beer thrown in, and it'll be a laugh. So that's my plan for Saturday. That is, I'm doing other things this week, but that's the main thing. That's what I'm doing. If you, by the way, if you're ever doing anything brilliant and you want to let us know, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, I'm doing something brilliant this week, or even better, email tony@punkyradio.com. Typing the email, in lieu of you not doing anything again, I'm doing something brilliant this week.
That's probably a better idea.
Yeah. And then you can read it out and have something to do in this section. Sound like a deal?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Another band coming up now via Folk Records, folcrecords.com. This is Loopers and De Pequeña.
Tengo visitas.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Loopers, a track called De Pequeña. But what is Loopers' Bandcamp page?
Loopers@bandcamp.com.
It is indeed, Tony 4, probably be Internet 3. Bandcamp seems to be quite a popular choice amongst the Spanish.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm gathering there, that they, and quite sensible as well, a much better way to listen to music than by Facebook. Have you got a twat for us?
No.
Right. Tell everyone off, and then we'll get on with someone else.
Bad listeners. We had a good run. We had at least 3 or 4 weeks of constant twattage. It was glorious. Glorious twattage. In future years, I'll be thinking, remember the glorious month of February? All those twats into 2014. And you let me down at the last...
It was a twat slick.
But no. I'm going to have to go into March twatless. So please do email me your twats. I want the twats name, where are they from, and the reason. Dead simple. Tony@punkyradio.com. All twats received with thanks, and you'll be saving my twat career.
Correct. It's not fair.
No.
That Tony shouldn't get a weekly dose of twat. Fortunately,
right.
I've had an email.
Okay.
from Rem in San Rafael. You know Rem, don't you?
I have met Rem, yes.
And this is in reference to a song we played, the Valentine's special, which was The Scourge, and the track called Fucker Pissed.
I thought that was great.
Which I was not happy about at all. You liked it, Rem really? Liked it, yeah. Loads of people liked it, I just wasn't sure about it.
It's out of order, but...
It's completely out of order.
But damn, it's catchy.
And if you're listening to the show for the first time, please, on no account, go back and listen to the Valentine special. You will never get your ears back.
Right? It's so catchy.
It's not right. Anyway, he said, no complaints on the song from The Scourge, hilarious. I can't find their songs to listen to online. Would you share the website with the listeners, please? Congratulations on opening up for Alan Carr. Well, you got paid for it, right? Alan may have passed your information on to Christopher Biggins, so prepare to open up again. Rem, San Rafael. The man's got knowledge. Yes, I did do an opening set for the well-known comedian Alan Carr and made a cheap joke about it. But anyway, it was good. So... It's thescourge.co.uk, but I appreciate there's not a lot on it. But a lot of their material is that's iTunes, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I don't know if it's the UK only one or not.
Well, who knows? But if you type in the Scourge, you do need to get the spelling right, which you haven't done, Rem, because you call them S-C-O-U-R-G-E. The Scourge are S-C-U-R-G-E. Might be easy to find that way. If you type in The Scourge, S-C-U-R-G-E, into the internet, you might be able to find them. They are certainly on UK iTunes. I didn't realise that things were available on UK iTunes and not US iTunes, because I'm a bit of a fool when it comes to the internet.
It's the only thing I could think that would mean, apart from the obvious, which is misspelt it.
Yeah.
But I will double check and post a link on Facebook if I can find it.
Yeah, but if you do type it correctly, S-C-U-R-G-E, you should find tracks by The Scourge. You won't be able to find that one because they sent us it as a demo, which is what they keep doing. They've done about 100 songs since they last did an album, and I think they just can't pick the best 15. I think that's what it boils down to, because they keep having ideas, and fair enough, they are one of the most prolific bands that don't bring out an album I've never heard.
They need to just sit, get in that studio and record. Crackers.
I actually think they need a third party to pick the 15 songs for them, because I don't think they can decide. I'm happy to be that third party, although Fuck Her Pissed will have to be a hidden track. Anyway, last track this week, Tone. And interesting story behind this one. It's another Folk Records one, of course they all are. This is Hipbone Slim and a track called Pretty Plaid Skirt. Interestingly, this is a cover version of a track that came out in the 50s by what I thought was an artist called Mel Smith. Not that Mel Smith. Mm. Mel Smith. But this has come through as being a cover by the Knight Riders. So I looked it up, and it is indeed by the Knight Riders with Mel Smith on vocals. Now, I had this on a vinyl compilation that I got in the very late 80s, where it was credited to Mel Smith, but the single is credited to Knight Riders. So, I don't care. What it is a brilliant song, and I'm quite happy to play it again, and I love playing anything by Hipbone Slim or all the bands that Sir Bald Diddley is in, and hello to Sir Bald Diddley.
Cool.
Here goes. What is Hipbone Slim's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HipboneSlim?
No, it's not. I'm giving you the fan site. It's Facebook.com/HipboneSlim and the Knee Tremblers fan site.
Right, okay.
Paulie Bean Internet 4, Tony 4. This is Pretty Plaid Skirt.
Watching the ladies steal the show. I must go and raise the fee.
that's about it for this week. I hope you've had a good time. I have just thought of one other thing I'm doing in the next 7 days, which is next Monday, March the 3rd, I'm going to see Slim Jim Phantoms Trio, featuring two of the members of the Polecats, and they'll be on with the Highliners, and it's a pub in Islington, or a venue in Islington, the name of which escapes me right now. But I am very much looking forward to going to that, and I will report back next week.
Okay, cool.
Thanks very much for every way you've got in touch with this week, but we do want more. We want your twats, definitely. We want your jokes, we want your poems, and we'd like you to review us at iTunes. How'd you do that, Tom?
Yeah, go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link on the left. It will open up the music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. Why would you not? 5 stars only. We'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
And hello to everyone listening to us right now on one of the many internet radio stations that cover this show. That's about it for this week. Thank you to them. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu.
Bunch of guns.